Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Pools. Glad to have you again here today. A wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. Bless you. Thank you for calling again. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. This is, amen, Doctrine of Truth. This is Doctrine of Truth. We're happy to have you as always. This is Doctrine of Truth.
Love Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. We're always glad to have you with us in this special time and this special broadcast. Amen. We're hoping and praying that this Resurrection Holiday weekend, amen, will bring a new life and a new hope to you. And today we're talking about, and tonight, wherever you might be hearing, how can I come back to God? Amen. There's all many things the Bible says that, you know, there'd be a great falling away, and falling away mean that, you know, coming away from God's grace and God's peace. And we know when we live in this world where there's so much temptation, so much stress, so much trials and tribulation, when the Bible speaks of things, they do happen. But the Bible also speaks of how we can come back to Him. We can also be blessed by Him. So I believe in the Word of God. The Word of God is true. And we're always thankful to have you and you hearing and listening, because what we strive to do is that we hear the Doctrine of Truth, desire to bring the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners call in and share biblical experiences so we can all grow. We can all grow. Amen. There's no wrong answer. Your life is different than mine, mine different than yours, and we all seek, amen, to strive not to make the same mistakes. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that for every listener, oh God, wherever they might be, oh Lord, to stretch the hand of deliverance and be able to come together, because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And now, Lord, we ask you to look upon this broadcast and touch the hearts and minds of these people. In Jesus' name, and your people, and everyone, because you say, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. And this we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. They can call in at 1-855-236-2252 on the special edition, amen, of Doctrine of Truth. Tonight, we're going over a couple extra minutes. Amen, whereby we can have those that have a testimony, might know, never know who you can reach, who you can touch, amen, by the truth, amen. That's why we call teaching of truth, doctrine of truth, amen, where that's workable. That's workable. Something you can apply because you had applied it, and it works, amen. And also we'll be able to share with one another and pray for one another that we may be healed and may be delivered. We're looking at a portion of a couple of scriptures here in the beginning. Amen. Then we're going to have a short song. Always we try to have a song compatible to what the subject matter is. Amen. And Wes Morgan would deal with, help us in that area. Amen. But 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, Paul is warning against the assumption that the day of Christ was at hand, and it will proceed by a great apostasy. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or trouble, neither by spirit, nor by word, or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away come first, and that the man of sin or perdition, amen, will be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, you hear all of this happening, and the Bible speaks of one of the days of Noah and Lot. It was lawlessness. In the day of Noah, before God sent the flood, it was lawlessness. I mean, every injustice you can think about was happening, and God repented himself. Amen. In the book of Genesis, where he decided, I'm going to destroy mankind. My own creations, God said he's going to destroy it. Because everybody was out of control. It was out of control. But he found grace. He found grace. Amen. God, he found a man, amen, that he can help. But he destroyed those and he built again. Amen. Man always desire to be a God because of the fact we are free moral agents, and these fallen angels come to influence our mind and our soul, amen, and always, amen, is a threat to us. And that's why Jesus said, I never, never leave you. Once you accept Christ, he knows that we're not competent enough to deal with, amen, superpowers and super energy. So he comes to give us the superpower and the super energy. All we have to do is follow his direction. So that's why he said, I never leave you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you can grasp that as you're going through, and he always keeps his promises, he always going to be with you. Amen. We're going to share now. Amen. I've been running for my life when you found me, barely breathing, just about drowning. Amen. We're going to, Brother Westmoreland here. Amen. We want him to come and share with us a couple of songs here. Amen. We're going to be reaching out to the youth. This is a special edition tonight. This is a special edition today, wherever you are. Amen. Call a friend now and share a friend. Amen. We want you to come, let them know that, you know, God still is real. He's still alive. You say that I am. With everything that I did, put my trust in you, because I put my trust in you. I am so glad, so glad to live in this state of life. Life I'm
can do to turn it all around. Got my feet on solid ground, put my trust in you. Oh, I put my trust in you.
We have to just put our trust in him and reach out to him, amen, because he knows. He is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, not our way. Once we follow his way and get involved in his instruction for us, amen, you'll find joy. It's just like riding in a car, and you know you can't drive 10, 15, 20 miles in a day. And so you get in this vehicle and you just rest. Turn the air conditioner on, put the radio on, or you get in the train and let them do all the work. Amen. Because you paid for it. God paid for our life. He paid for our transportation to heaven and earth. But he wants us to put his trust, put our trust in him. He wants to be a part of us. Amen.
Living this favorite life, but y'all know it's a good life. Come on over here, where the table is bright.
All right, we thank God now. We're going to go into the phones, and we would like to hear your testimony and some things that maybe God has done for you, and you feel, amen, you want to share these things. Amen. He's able. He's able to do it, and he will do it for you. Amen. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about how you came back to God or how you got connected to God. Amen. The Apostle Peter spoke of certain things as well. We want to read another scripture in 1 Peter, the second chapter. Amen. And here he said, therefore, leaving, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Indeed, you have tasted the Lord is gracious. Come to him as to a living stone. Now, all of us, 1 John was written to the saints who said, amen, that all of us have sinned and fall short. Amen. And 1 John talks about all the saints that say, oh, if you say you have not sinned, I haven't sinned, I haven't done anything. 1 John said, no, you have. In essence, you have. We all have make mistakes, but all we have to do is ask God to forgive us. Because this plan of life is a very difficult situation. Sometimes you never know what's going to happen to the right or left, but with God, he's there to absorb things. And that's why he said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you out here. I'm not going to leave you out here trying to make it on your own. Amen. Not to make it to heaven. Not on your own. No, I'm going to help you. So 1 John 1 and 8, it says, if you say that you have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. This is a gospel according to John, 1 John. He speaks about, amen, you can say things against your brother, your sister, amen. One day you might get angry, but you're not practicing being angry. You're not practicing amen, these things that cause strife and this confusion. And all you can say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. All right, we're now, amen, going to go to the phones. Amen, wherever you are, let's push 1 on your phone. Amen, and our technician will tap you in. And the special session, amen, when you press 1 on air, you on the air. We always call the last 4 digits. 4427, amen. 4427, the last 4 digits. You're on the air.
Thank you. Amen. Good evening, Bishop. What always a great subject. I just want to say, like you said, God is faithful always to forgive us, and He's forever waiting on us to come to Him. God never leaves us. He never leaves us. We leave Him. You know, in the beginning, it said that God created the heavens and the earth. You know, when He created the heaven and earth, God created the time. But we need to know that God don't have a watch, and He never had a clock. So this thing of us wondering, can we come back to God? God is forever waiting on us. You know, waiting on us to come back to Him, because we are His children. And it's the same way where parents are or with their children today, or even the example of the prodigal son. You know, you can never lose your love for your children. And whenever they come to themselves and return home, they're going to be welcomed with welcome arms. It doesn't matter. You can never lose love for your children. That's something, you know, that's there, and that's the way God feel about us. You know, like I said, God don't have a watch, and He never had a clock. You know, this time, this sense of time and how long we've been away from Him, that is us, and that's the enemy trying to get us to condemn ourselves that, you know, as long as we've been away, there's no way we can go back to Him. But God is never angry with us. No. And that's the thing we as Christians need to understand. God is never angry with us. He's always with open arms waiting on us to return to Him so He can set things right with us. And that's what having faith is about, knowing that God is faithful, that He is love, and He's never going to reject us. He said He would be with us always.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Always always glad to hear from you. God bless you. God bless you. There are many more. Amen. Tonight, today, wherever you are, remember God didn't get rid of us. He doesn't have a time watch watching you when you made your problem or your situation. Amen. We have another calling. You can press 1. Amen. On your phone, we'd be glad to have you. And make a comment to help others, or maybe help you make a comment concerning a dream or a vision. Amen. To have those to see. Amen. God never get rid of us. Jesus said, I always leave you, always be with you, always take care of you. Amen. It was opened up that if you're looking at your clock, don't listen to others. Amen. Listen to your heart. Amen. What God has said. And believe the Bible. Amen. God not going to let us make heaven without Jesus. The time is too difficult. Things are too sensitive and very, amen, stressful. Amen. God knows, amen, what life is about. And all he wants you to do is just trust in him and leave and depend on him. He'll take you through sickness and trouble and trials and tribulation. Amen. Once you learn how to just lay it out on him. Amen. So let's just press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Just press 1-855-236-2292. 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Amen. There are also times in our life we feel that we missed it. You feel that you missed it and you're never going to get back, but you will. But you will get back. So if anyone out there like to share with us about how they come back and how they feel now, and how, maybe just your testimony. You have to get too personal. Amen. And talk with us tonight, today, for others can hear. Amen. There are many traps and situations that happen in people's lives. I know we went through this economy conditions, and maybe that would kind of throw you. Amen. Whatever it is. Amen. At the time, those that would like to call in, amen, I wonder how to write, amen, and write to Doctrine of Truth, amen. They can go on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. Or at the same time, you can go on YouTube, www.youtube.com, user JCI Ministries. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. This is a special edition. We got time for you. Amen. Call someone. Tell someone. Jesus still lives. He still cares. Amen. He's the one. God have a love for us that beyond comprehension. Amen. It's beyond us. Amen. A woman, when she bear a child, amen, she had the love sometimes some feel it more than the man does. But God, he created us, he loved us, he brought us into this world, he through his own fashion, has reformed us. Amen. He loved us. Amen. He loved us. I want you to notice here some of the spiritual emotional problems. Amen. Because it's a lack of intimacy with God. It's a lack of being really, amen, giving yourself to God, giving your cares to God. And things like this can happen. It can happen. And as we go on, amen, we're going to read here a portion, amen, from Introduction to Psychology and Counseling. Amen. And we want to apply some of this and listen to some of these things. We know it's very important to pray. And Jesus said, I'll be your friend. I'll be your friend. And the things about a friend, very that you can tell others that you wouldn't desire to tell your closest family relatives or something, because you all share things. And some of the sources saying that the one of the major sources of emotional pain is lack of intimacy with God. Amen. We move from the love of God on human problems. Reconciliation to God, along with restoration of his love and acceptance, is the only complete answer. People develop a true sense of identity when they realize that God loved them unconditionally. Unconditionally. It doesn't matter what you've been through, what kind of record you got, or what you don't have, or what people don't know about you, or what kind of educational background you have. God loves you, period. He unconditionally loves you. Amen. And we have to understand that people who find that their identity in a loving relationship with God do not have to depend on others to establish their own self-identity. You don't have to depend on others to identify you. Call you stars, sports figure, rich man, poor man, amen. The book of Proverbs speak of, amen, a man that desire to be rich, amen, he dress up like a poor man, walk around. And a poor man want to look like he's rich. He'll dress up like a rich man, but he can't even reach his budget. He just want to put on that somebody else's identity. Amen. And but once we find out, amen, that God loves us and God identifies with us, whoever we are, amen, that overcome. It overcome a lot of things. Trusting in God and relating to his word meet three basic needs. Trusting in God and his word. And goes back to reading God's word. Amen. This program is designed to help you put things together, to share with one another, to share with each other. And everybody's different. Everybody's makeup different. And you find yourself, amen, but you need the word of God. You need the Bible. You need to study the word. You need to read the word of God. You need to have do you have a letter from a friend? You know how you feel when you get a letter from a friend, and when the friend calls, amen, when that friend calls you, and you know how grateful you are, amen, to see that person or hear from that person, you'd be very, very thankful, amen, and say, oh, that's my friend. That's my friend. Amen. So what we have to do is remember that God's word, amen, he wants to be a help. He wants to want us to love him and care for him like we do everything else. You know, since these cell phones and came into action, and you got more involved in these cell phones, and the more active you got involved, after a while, amen, you need your phone. You really need your phone. You have to have your phone So it's important, amen, that we love God. And we have a caller, amen, the last four digits, amen, is 4427. Amen. Last four digits, 4427. You're on air.
Yes, Bishop. Yes. So we as Christians have to understand that once we come to Christ, then we're covered by the blood of Jesus, and
yes,
it's up to us to help to strengthen our faith. And it's just like God said that. He said he'd never leave us. You know, when Jesus left the disciples, say he would send a comforter who would be with them all. He must leave in order for the comforter to come. And his leaving was the fact that if he stay here, he can't be with them everywhere. But once he leaves, comforter come. Now the comforter has the ability to be with us, all of us, all the time, everywhere. And this was the... This was his leaving, that the comforter coming, the assurance of the comforter coming. Said that no matter where we are, in the highest mountain or the lowest of the valley, even down to the very pits of the hills themselves, that he would be there with us. He would never leave us, forsake us. You know, we are, as people, man, we always get caught up in time, and everything about our society is wrapped around time. You know, they use that as a way of getting us to make irrational decisions. And the Word of God tells us, you know, to be as wise as a serpent, be slow to respond. And this being slow to respond is to take the Word of God, let it resonate in your spirit, and you'll find that peace within you from the Word of God being in your spirit will cause you not to be quick to answer or know that you have an appointed time for everything in your life. God knew every hair on your head at the time that you were born. He knew your beginning. He knew your ending. And because he knew your beginning and ending, you need to be anxious for anything. And what you have to do is trust God that your destination, your life, has already been playing out. And I myself had to many times look back in order to see where I was going. And this is true with people. You know, the first 30, 40 years of a person's life, it's all they can do is to understand is what's really going on. And it takes that long a time to begin to realize that, you know, you how to reason things. A lot of times when we are younger and we're in our younger age, we're so busy experimenting with life that we don't have time to reason out and see actually where we're really going. It's when you have experienced so many things and reach an age when you begin now to read the Word of God and let that Word kind of season you, because the experience and education and everything you got, it needs to be seasoned with the Word of God. Then, and only then, you can begin to get some wisdom and start seeing that you don't have a purpose.
Yes, yes. Very good, very good, very good. All right. We have another caller. The last four digits is 66600. 66600. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop. One of the number one tactics of the enemy is to get you to believe that nobody loves you, that God doesn't love you, and God doesn't care about you. The enemy works hard to play with your mind and get you to think that God doesn't love you and he won't forgive you of what you did. Or, you know, sometimes you, even though you turn your life around, sometimes you might fall trap and do things the wrong way, and the enemy will play with you and he'll get you to thinking that you can't be forgiven, and he'll have you hold your head down and walking around, you know, depressed and thinking that, oh, why done messed up again, and God's not going to forgive me, he doesn't love me. But it's just a trick of the enemy. I preached a message this past Sunday to our youth about being comfortable in your own skin and recognizing that God has called you for a specific assignment, and not get discouraged because you're not like somebody else, or you're not built the way this one is built. Or, you know, sometimes we begin as young, as we're younger, we begin to follow trends and follow patterns, and by the time we become an adult, we really don't know who we are. And that's really the trick of the enemy. The enemy wants you to believe you're not loved, you're not cared about, God is not there for you, but God is always there. He's just waiting on us to get ourselves together. It's just really a trick of the enemy, and a real good topic tonight. And I'm glad to be here tonight discussing this topic.
All right, God bless you. We're glad to hear from you. Amen. You're going to announce your book also before we get off the air. We have a special edition tonight. Amen. For those that are calling in, amen, call your friend and your relatives as well. Let them know. Amen. They have some struggles or some problems they want to talk about. Amen. We have a wide variety of subjects and can be involved in coming back to God. Many things that happen. Look at Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter, God told Peter, Peter, the enemy desired to sift you as wheat. He desired to sift you, but I pray for you. I have you. And like the world said, I got your back. But no, God said, Peter, I have you. You know, the devil walking around, he's looking at our weaknesses. If an enemy is an enemy, in the service life, amen, when people, we go through all kind of what they call basic training, then they go advanced training, and the enemy is always watching. Sometimes they have people in the camp, amen, and they're watching. We had dogs in our camp, and they can tell if a foreigner or an enemy in the camp, because, you know, he watched the things about animals. They know other people, and they know things. God give us the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's not a dog. He's a person. The Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going away. Amen. Like Brother Hester was saying earlier, the Holy Spirit, amen, he's more than what people say he is. These false teachers, they just want to build him and channelize the Holy Spirit just for the church. No, my God, no. He's everything to us. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. He's going to attach himself in you, around you, with you. Amen. He is the one. Teach us, guide us, lead us. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you in here. I'm not going to leave you in this spiritual warfare. No. All right, we wonderful all the time. Amen. Brother Warlaw wrote a great book, and those that desire to have his book, amen, The Transformation of the Mind, written by Walter Warlaw Jr., amen, you can get to know and continue to read that book, amen, transform our mind, and our mind, things can happen, amen. All right, we can have other callers. You can dial 1 on your phone, push 1 on your phone if you're listening and have a desire to say something. Amen. But remember that there's no wrong answers, nobody testing you. Amen. But you desire to help others. And that's what we desire. Amen. Our effort was, amen, to help others. And this is what God wants us to do. Help each other. Amen. By your testimony, what you have gone through or whatever that you're building on. Some of you have great testimonies. Amen. It can be helpful. Just dial the 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Amen. Also, remember, this is Resurrection Sunday, and it's the greatest thing for God's people. Amen. We always think that, amen, God has left us. No, he hasn't.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your
There are also things that Peter had said, the Apostle Peter talks about, amen, to be careful, 1 Peter the 5th chapter, 8th verse, amen, that we should be careful, amen, about the things we have gotten involved in, amen, in this world, because it wars against our spirit. It wars against our spirit. It will fight us, amen. It will fight you in your mind, and many times, and the enemy used the mind, and he come against you in your mind. So it's important we should know about lining up the Word of God with our mind, making sure, amen, that, amen, we should be alert. Peter is saying in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, 8th verse, be alert, be on the watch. Your enemy, the devil, rolls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Amen. He's looking for your weakness. He's looking for your weakness. And it's very important that we find out, you know, what our weakness are. We all have a problem. We also have a weakness. A weakness is something that causes you, it's like a trigger, something that causes you to get upset. Something that always causes you to be respectful person to others. You know, what is this trigger in your life? The enemy looking. And it's important that people prophesy to you and want to talk about your past. I be careful about that. Amen. Because all it does is triggers things that you don't want to remember. You're trying to better your life. Amen. And God want to help you. Amen. So it's very important that we try to come out of things, come out from among people, not associate with everything that you see, rebuilding your life in Christ. It helps you. Paul said, come out from among them, touch not, handle not, unclean thing. Amen. Because it triggers your mind. It triggers your mind, throws you way back. Way back, many times I tell the testimony of all the records I accumulated in the service in different countries, and I can just look back at them, and I don't be playing them. And one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, throw all those albums out. And I was shocked. I said, Lord, I don't listen to those albums. I don't listen to those. But, you know, that was my treasures. My treasures of things, but it was in the past. It's in the past. Because it can cause you, amen, the enemy can say, you know, the enemy can speak to your mind. And notice here, I want you to notice here a writing, amen, from the Pilgrim's process, amen. And the writer, John Bunyan, he wrote something here concerning his struggles. Amen. His struggles. And okay, we have another caller. The caller, yes, we're glad to have you. The last four digits is 8111. Glad to have you on the air.
Good evening, Bishop Poole.
Good to have you.
Bishop Poole, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
I'd like to wish you and everyone that's listening a blessed Passover season. I was listening to your show, and you were saying several things that I found very interesting. You had said something about addressing the youth. You were talking about us coming back to the Lord or renewing our relationship with God, or how to even start a relationship and have an intimate relationship with God. And it doesn't matter where we come from, what we've done, why we've departed his company. it really doesn't matter for the younger person that might not know anything about how to get with God, and they're listening to the radio going, I woke up like this. All you got to do is just say, hello, thank you, glad I'm awake today.
Yeah.
Keep it very simple. Do
yes.
it in privacy. Do mm-hmm. it at a peaceful and calm time where you can speak to him softly, because he speaks mm-hmm. to us softly.
Mm.
There is peace when we are in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a great comfort in knowing that we have someone that does care about us and watches over us and has every good intention for us. It's
yes.
up to us to just study his word, know it for ourselves, and be able to apply it in our lives and see where different principles fit into even all the things that go on in this world today. Because
mm-hmm.
there's nothing like the things that we've read in the scriptures, but a lot of things that happened back then still happen today, just in different
mm-hmm.
forms, because we have different things that represent a lot of the things that were prevalent then.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to take up a lot of time. I just wanted
Go
to
ahead.
Let, you know, someone that may be lost at the moment or just trying to find some comfort. You know, a lot of times, even if it's the end of the day and I just got through committing a sin, it's,
mm-hmm.
if I feel bad about it, that's the perfect time to just go, Lord, I'm sorry. I hurt my own feelings, and I know I hurt yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just work on it and try to get better. And in time, you know, as you said, you have to have an intimate relationship with God, and it takes time to develop intimacy. It doesn't
You're
happen overnight, but it does happen. Thank you for letting me share.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. Thank you very much. And we know that there's some more out there. Amen. Can add to what's been said, and we take it very valuable. It's very valuable information, because this person has gone through it and living it, and we want things that, you know, here at Doctrine of Truth, we want to have things that are workable. You know, it's workable. And, you know, try it again, because you know where you're headed. And most of all, amen, you know who you're talking to. You know that this God that reached out to you, the book of Romans said, before we was yet in our skin, sin, he died for us. Before we even thought about there was a God or somebody can help us out of our trials and tribulation, and before we even thought about death or tomorrow, amen. But this man, amen, God, amen, we heard news. We heard good information about, wow, he loved us regardless. And that's hard to absorb. But if you keep trying it and applying it, because you know the end results of what you're in now, amen, it's not coming out to be a positive situation. So we thank God again for the caller. Amen. If we can get more callers like that, it doesn't really have to be that very deep. Amen. It can be very, like you said, amen. Let's get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And you know what I found? You got to train yourself. Amen. While you're thinking about it, write it down. Write it down on the window or on your doorpost, or write it somewhere. So when you get up in the morning and say, did you pray? Did you read a scripture? You know, you have to reprogram your mind. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We got to reprogram our mind. The spirit can be quickened. Amen. And we'll be born again and in the presence of God. But we have this mind we live in. Amen. We live in. Amen. The body and the soul fights against the spirit. Amen. It takes time. Amen. Working and practicing with God. Amen. Showing that love relationship. Showing that love. Anyone have a partner or someone they're reaching out to, and amen, you call it, oh, I was just thinking about you. Say, oh, you appreciate that. You didn't think nobody, I thought you. God bless you. We have another caller. We have another caller. Amen. You're on the air. You're on the air, 4427.
You know, Bishop, one of the things that stands out to me is that we must understand and know that God is never angry with us. God is love. He is the pure essence of love. That is who God is. And, you know, oftentimes when we listen to strong messages about the Word of God, many of saints could get the feeling of thinking that because of what they've done, that God may be angry with them. But we need to know God is never angry with us. God, there's nothing that we can do that can surprise God. And so knowing that, we need to know that he's never angry with us. And I think that would help a lot of people to do what Jesus did on the cross. And that was when the veil was rent, that veil was rent so that we could come boldly to the throne and before God and confess and ask forgiveness. That was one of the purpose of Jesus, the veil being rent. That no longer we needed someone to intercede, but it's the same as parents and their children. You know, your children do something around the house, and parents come home and like Adam and Eve, you know, they want to hide and stuff. You know, you want to hide from your parents because you know you didn't broke something or done something wrong, but your parents, they don't want you to fear them in that way, but come to them and let them know that you know you've done something wrong and that you're sorry for it and all. And your parents are going to show you love. You know, they're going to they discipline you, but they're never angry with you. You know,
all right.
They love you.
Yes, yes. Very good, very good. Amen. All right, we're rolling pretty good here tonight on this special edition. This is a special edition of Blog Talk, and we're reaching out, amen, not only to those that might be some youth out there, someone that, amen, some young people, young adults, or those that still feel that they're young, amen, like to come in and share with us concerning, amen, that, amen, God love you. God love you. Amen. Regardless, if you work on that, regardless, amen. Keep praying. You know, we're following Jesus. We're following his way. And all the time, he was always praying. It means something to pray. It means something to pray. And with first class front row, hip ballet. Days when I felt like it could never be, but I pressed on like a soldier to the victory. Wasn't always like this. Stay praying down on my knees, steady chasing my dreams. Cause I know God's plan for me. This is how it's supposed to be. God got a plan for us. God have a plan for us. And he, amen, the songster was saying, amen, it haven't always been that way. But you stand on your knee praying and reaching out, knowing that God, amen, the man made the heaven and earth and stars and moons and, amen. And when I was in science, I was so fascinated by the amoeba. And the instructor said, this is an animal. And we had to go to the the microscopes and look down, and after a while we see this little thing, amen, magnifying over 500, and, you know, magnification just to see. He said, no, this is an animal. God made the amoeba. What wisdom and knowledge is that? And he loved us above all his creations. Above all the creations, amen, he love us. And he expressed that whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. We know you're going to get caught in all these different things that going through the world today. Amen. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what you see and hear. Amen. Just be concerned about getting attached to Jesus. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. 6600. Amen. 6600. Amen. You on air?
Bishop, I think that was a key point he just brought up earlier. Being transparent and being very honest with God. Being, you know, when you come before God, just you know, admit the thing that you're struggling with and cast it upon Him, and being very open and honest and just casting it upon Him and not realizing that nobody's perfect. And, you know, one of the things I like to always share with people is we're all, I don't care what your title is or how powerful or anointed we really think we are, we're all one mistake away from falling. So one bad decision, we can be headed down the wrong path. So the thing is to be very transparent, be very open. I think that's the key to marriage also, just being transparent and communication and being very open. And when you know you have a problem, you know, the best thing to do is not to try to cover it up, but to be very open with God and ask God to take it away. You know, don't try to cover it up or hide it. And, you know, even as I grew up and over the years, you know, everything I faced in life and every problem I've ever had an issue with and didn't know how I was going to make it through, I always gave it to God, and I knew that He would always, you know, lead me through and guide me to the answer out of it. But I could always realize that every time I felt like giving up and I felt like that was the end and I felt like there was no hope, it was right around the corner is when the breakthrough came. You know, right when you feel like there's no more hope, you don't know what you're going to do, there comes the breakthrough. There comes the breakthrough. And that's the tactic of the enemy. He knows you at the point of you're about to break out of it. You're about to go forth. And he gets you to a point where you feel like you want to quit. You feel like there's no hope. You feel like, you know, no one loves me. No one cares for me. You know, God, I don't even know if God cares for me anymore because He let me go through this. But when you get to the point, there He is. You know, He He's always been there. He's just trying to build you and make you strong. And he's not going to allow you to go through anything that He can't get you out of. And that's what you have to always remember. And don't give up. I just want to encourage the listeners tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your goals. Always know that God is there for you.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Always, amen, wouldn't be no hope. Peter said He would not put no more on you that you can't bear. He's always there. Amen. He's always working and watching you. And that's how it is. That's how you build spiritual muscles. Amen. Then the next problem you go through, well, I know God is there with me. I know He's there. And we learn something as we go through. We're learning. We're in a learning process all the time. And that makes us strong soldiers. Amen. We don't desire, amen, to go through things. But God knows He never leave us. That's a good point. He never, ever leave us. He said, no, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Somebody's going to attach to you and be with you, guide you, and show you. And the Holy Spirit, He's going to bring, amen, you'll be able to dream, amen, and prophesy, amen, and see visions. Amen. Isn't that sound like God? It sounds just like the God that created heaven and earth. He's able. He's equipped. He's able. Amen. To defeat the enemies that's walking around looking and hollering and screaming and shaking trees and your money account, everything He can to get you to turn from Him. To turn from Him. I was making a quote from John Bunyan. Amen. He was going through some stressful times. Amen. He would say, amen. He said, I was neither myself. I was either dislike of those, neither any desire or endeavor to resist it. He was talking about the stress and situation he was going through, and he thought it was demonic. Amen. He was going through things, and and I've continued to read, and he said that there was times I had stopped eating, I couldn't bend, I got sick. Amen. He couldn't open his eyes, but he went on to say, but still the temptation would come. And he always said, sell Christ for this, sell Christ for that, sell him, sell him. Sometime it would run in my throat, not so little, 100 times together. Sell Jesus, sell him, sell him. Against which I may say, for a whole hour together, I have been forced to stand and continue leaning and forcing my spirit against it. As happily, before I was aware, some wicked thoughts may arise in my heart that I might not be able. And, you know, he talks about, and we all, with those in Christ, just start off in Christ. When you get saved, the enemy says, you ain't saved. You ain't saved. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You're not healed. You're not healed. You're always there. And sometimes, like Peter said, just your guilt, the things that you've been around people, negative people, and then drill it in your mind and your heart. Amen. But the word of God, Hebrews says, amen, is cut, is sharp. And Hebrews 6, 4 and 12, it says the word of God is sharp, cut down between the, amen, the bone and the marrow. And there's no creature hidden. So if any spirit trying to detach itself or your thoughts, amen, the word of God is medicine. Amen. The word of God and new thoughts and new places, even new environments sometimes. People need to get out of the old environment. Amen. That's what church is about, a place you can go. Amen. And get away from the world. And the church should be our support mechanism. Amen. We have another caller, 4427, I believe. Amen. As always, 4427. Amen. Those of you as well, special edition tonight, go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop. It's this walk with Christ that we have to keep in mind that, you know, Christ came and died. He fulfilled all the law. He was the only perfect person. And we have to understand that we're never going to get it all right until he returns. If we could get it right, then there would be no reason for Christ to even came or for him to return if we could get it right by ourselves. And we got to constantly know that we can never stop coming to God. God, the word of God said we need to repent daily, you know.
Yeah.
This ask forgiveness for our sin, and even the things that we do not even know we have done, to ask
right.
repentance.
Right.
We need to stay in a repentant mode, because this life that God gives us, it's not our own. It was paid for with the precious price of Jesus' blood. And what a price to be paid. You know what we talk about it and say it a lot, but when you really just think the passion of Christ, I think was one of the first illustrations of just how brutal and gruesome it was to sacrifice your life for the world. And it was such a point that, you know, I mean, I myself found that, you know, there was a part of it that I really didn't want to look at. But we think about, well, we always say Christ died for us, but think about what it was to actually lay your life down for the world that way. Once you knowing that you have descended from heaven to come down and be that ultimate sacrifice, that's a tremendous burden of someone. And the word of God talked about that in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus prayed. You know, for a second, in the same breath, he said, Lord, if there's any way possible, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, you know, let your will be done. And we you know, we kind of rushed through it. But, you know, what a heavy burden that was. And when we really think about what that sacrifice, actually physically him, what he went through, you know, it takes a whole new meaning, and it makes you understand now that you, yes, I can go to God, even though
I have messed up. I messed up. But look at the people who have been before you, the saints before you. Have any of us sinned worse than Saul? And you go look at saints of old and the things that they have done and ask yourself, have you measured up to what they have done? But yet they came to the foot of the cross and laid it all there. It's like the word says, everything was nailed to the cross.
Amen.
So we must repent.
Yes, yes. Repentance is the first step. The first step, as well as those that we would like to get to close out very on some items. We got about 20 more minutes, though, but we want to focus on part two of this special edition. Amen. There are some words that we need to just pinpoint in our life, and I think we need to just write it down and define it more. Discouragement. That is a bad spirit. All of them are bad spirits. But these are some of the tools are found in the ministry and out throughout the world. Amen. People would come and say things and just take away your desire. Amen. To be a good soldier or be a better person. Amen. Because, amen, when you become positive and you begin to work towards healing and upbuilding, that's God. God believes in growth, amen, multiplication in life and thrive and enjoy happiness and peace, amen. When you find people want to discourage you, that's a bad spirit. That's a bad spirit. The next one, jealousy, amen, jealousy. Oh, you know, we all have been caught in that somewhere. Somebody, you know, that's, you're doing the best you can. But all these are tools of the enemy. They are tools of the enemy. They are tools of the enemy. And we need to identify with that and try to work around those areas. And the enemy uses things. Pride is another one. Pride as well. Sin is nothing to deal with in a good matter. It's always there are some things that need to be specified. What sin does, and sin produces emotional instability, weak wills, and sick minds. The more you get involved in sin, if you don't feed it, amen, God's word to restore your mind, be full of fear and confusion and pain and emotional pain. Amen. David said that things that he done. David wrote in Psalm 51:8, he's saying that, amen, he wrote his bones was crushed, amen, after he was out of lost control, amen, brought depression on him and sorrow, amen. So we as Christians, we have to watch certain things, amen, try to strengthen our weaknesses. First thing we need to know are to accept unconditionally that and feel a sense of belonging. For by his grace we have been saved through faith, and not of your own self. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. Everyone loves free gifts. You put a sign of free. You know, it overflowed your stores, your houses, anything you put out there. Everyone loves something free. Everyone loves us. God died for us and is free. All he is asking, amen, that you accept him wholeheartedly. It's free. It's free. But sometimes we have to be brought into the whole broad picture that there are elements out there that don't want you to be free, that doesn't want you to accept Christ, that doesn't, it's fighting all the time. Fighting against you all the time. Amen. But once we come to that understanding that salvation is free, salvation is free. Amen. We have you can punch one. Amen. On the on your phones, and technician will tap you in. Amen. We'll come in. We have the last four digits, I believe, is 6600. amen, punched in, amen. But as well, this next step you have to understand, next step, hello, go right ahead.
I think you said a key thing there, Bishop. Salvation okay. is free. As many times as you messed up, still there for you. Even look at, as he was speaking on earlier, look at the different people in the Bible that did so much greater things than we've done today, and God still forgave them. Even David.
Yeah.
David did some of the worst sins you could ever do, and God still used him in a mighty way. And the thing is, you know, you can never let people hold your past against you. You know, I always say this. I'm the only one that can bring up my past. You can't bring up my past because God forgave me for it.
Right. And
I'm at a point where I don't even bring it up, so I'm not going to allow another person to bring it up because God right. forgave me for it. And a lot of times people want to hold the past against you, and you look at the things that David did and look at yes. how great that was, and people read the Book of Songs every day and mm-hmm. read it well and quote the scriptures out of it. But this is a man who did all kinds of sins and all kinds of wrong, and God forgave him and used him to write that book. And we still quote it every day. So how can we hold things against our brother or our sister? We just have to go forward and know that God is God, and he's going to forgive us, and salvation don't cost you anything. Just the key to it is just not holding back and just giving it all to him, knowing that He's the one that can take you through anything you need to go through, and you'll come out shining, you'll come out in a better situation, but you first have to give it to him. I just want to be encouragement to the listeners tonight, those that are going through situations and you feel like you're doubting yourself, you feel like you've been in a position that long, you don't know how you're going to come out of it. I just want to encourage you, just cast it upon him, and no matter what it is, no matter how bad you feel like you messed up, even if you give your life to Christ before you're in a backslidden condition, you know, I just want to speak to those listeners tonight that knowing that God, he's faithful to forgive you, and he's just to see you through.
Amen. Very good. Very good. That was a step two. Amen. The Holy Spirit led you to do this stuff. That was step two. The first one that, you know, free gift. And the second one is, like 1 John 1:9, it says that we should know if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify our heart from all unrighteousness. Amen. If we confess it, God forgive us. It's over. Amen. Everything is over. And we have to continue even that. If we know God has, you have forgiven him and you have repented to him and you're among the right people, the right environment of people, amen. That also helps, amen, confession, being in the right social groups of people, amen. You don't have to, like the elder was saying, you don't have to let them talk about your past. And for what reason? For what reason? And people want to prophesy to speak a word, oh, you was this, that, and the other. That's not led by God talking about your past, amen. We're going forward. God has your best forward. Amen. He's the one. He's the one looking out for you. Amen. He wants you to go forward. You know, there's some trigger things that can come up. Amen. Some trigger things can pop up. Amen. By mentioning, and we have overcome, forgiven people, and forgiven that person. And here comes someone bringing up a name way back. Amen. It might cause you to wonder, and the enemy want to plant. You want to plant something else in your mind about that person. Amen. And the Holy Spirit said, nope, let's go forward. Let's go forward. Don't worry about that. I got that covered. Amen. He'll make your enemies your footstool. Amen. So many things God speaks of concerning the past, the future. Amen. God bless you tonight. Many more are calling to continue. This is a special edition. Amen. We're in the resurrection week. And because of he lived, because he is risen, amen, we got to rise. And mentally, we have to rise. We have to rise up and keep practicing. Keep going forward. Amen. We got time. Someone else wants to call and share. Amen. A testimony. Amen. Might not be big or small. Amen. But let's share what you have. Amen. Might be able to be something that really clicks and helps someone else. Amen. Clicks that really going to help someone else. Amen. And the third thing we need to know, amen, Christians need to know, that we are not inferior or inaccurate because God is with us at all times. He said he never leave us and he never forsake us. Amen. We are not inferior or we not inaccurate. But because God says he's with us all the time, he's not going to leave us here. You know, everyone needs someone to talk to and ride along with. That's why people have pets, because they can't get entrust in people, or they buy a pet. Just want to have some noise around, I guess, something. But listen, God loves us so much. The Holy Spirit come in your life, and the Spirit of God shine upon you. And the Spirit of God, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. And you have the Spirit of God, you can stir up yourself with songs, and spiritual songs. Amen. And in different books you can read people's testimony of being among the church family. And that's a good support group. You have to be among the church family. Amen. God won't leave you, and he always stir you in to be fellowshipping with others. Fellowship with others. Okay, we have another caller. I believe the last four digits are 4427. 4427. I believe it's still on the air.
Yes, Bishop. One thing I really want the listener to know tonight is that the enemy lost his job he had in heaven, and God gave that job to us to praise him. He was praising God. And God gave that job to us. So we took his job. Now, right, what saints need to understand, that the same way God said he would never forsake us or he would never leave us, the opposite of that is Satan never gets tired and he never quits. He's always going to be accusing us and always trying to get in our minds to tell us, well, what we remind us of our past, that how can you go to God for what you did? He never quits. He never gets tired. And this is the thing I think that what saints don't realize is, I think some people think that at some point or another, Satan takes a holiday. But he never takes a holiday.
Oh, no.
He never quits, and he never gets tired. He's always, because he has no other job than this, and that is to take as many of us with him, because he has lost. And the next job he get after this job is going to be in the lake of fire. So he's angry with us because God gave his job to us. And when we praise and worship God and keep his word before us, we are doing the very thing that the job he had. But we got to know that he's never going to get tired of trying to come at us. And since he does not have a body to have legal authority on this earth, he's always going to be in our minds, in our spirits, trying to get us to do his will.
All right. All right. All right. We are close to a closing. Anyone have any prayer requests? Amen. We'll have a closing. Sometimes we don't ask for prayer requests, and we thank God for all of you that have been with us in this special edition here. This is Resurrection Week. Amen. We use a special edition tonight. Amen. Today, wherever you might be listening, or if someone else would like to say something, amen, real quickly, amen. Maybe just one or two words, amen. We see we have a great board tonight, amen. Many listeners, but it might be someone still feeling need to call in and ask for prayer, amen. We'd like to have a couple of prayers before we end tonight for our youth and those that are traveling all over the world. Pray for our Christian brothers in different areas. Amen. All over the world. Missionaries. I know I've been a missionary two or three times in different countries. Amen. I thank God for our Christian brothers over there. Amen. And God is all over the world. The Holy Spirit is still the same. power of God is still the same. Amen. Amen. God loved us. He loved them and the whole endeavor of the body of Christ. Amen. Come on back, soldiers. Come on back, amen, young ladies and young men, and get back in the warfare of prayer. Get back in the warfare of prayer. Come on back. Get back in the warfare of spreading the word, handing out tracts. Amen. There's always something to do. There's always something to do. Amen. If you're bored, then you don't let that spirit, amen, just love you to sleep. There's always something to do. Handing out tracts, calling, using the phone, amen, being on the radio, amen, writing letters to others, amen. That's the warfare God wants to be involved in, because you never know. You never know that brother you should have called, a sister you should have called, amen, maybe need you right now, really need you right now, amen. So we thank God for you, amen, wherever you are and wherever you're going through at this moment. Amen. We're going to have our ministers that are calling in, amen, to give us a prayer, amen, for our youth. And we'll also a minister give us a prayer for those that are not falling away, but the enemy trying to attack them in their mind, amen, letting them, making them think. That's all it is. Enemy's like a roaring lion trying. He want to try to make you do something. Amen. We're going to go up to Ella Waller, I believe it's 6600, to give us a prayer. Amen as well.
Amen. God, we come into your presence thanking you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come before you and pray. For all the listeners and those who are listening tonight, God, that need a word of encouragement, God, we speak to their minds and their hearts. Oh, God, we thank you for change being brought about, Lord God, that they are listening to the broadcast on tonight, oh, God. Thank you for having your way in their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're casting their cares upon you, for you are the one that knows all and sees all, Lord God. You are the one that can take the pain and problems away, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we speak strength into their bodies. We speak strength into their minds. We speak a peace, Lord God, a peace and joy that comes with your word and your love, Lord God. We thank you for it right now, Lord God. And we ask in all things, Lord God, that you make it, Lord God, a way that they can see, Lord God, and they will know and hear of your voice, oh God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We have another prayer. Another prayer from the elder. We still have a prayer request. We still have a couple more minutes. Anyone have a prayer request? Just press 1 on your phone real quickly. Amen. Amen. We have a prayer request. Amen. For the youth. Have anyone have a youth that have problems or situations which we know the enemy desire to cut off this generation? Amen. All right, Father, we thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those, all our young people in Christ. Amen. Not only that, but young adults that are in Christ, oh God, that are struggling. Amen. That are struggling. Lord, we ask you to bless them and look upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind Satan's hand on every part, knowing that, God, you have all power in your hand. And, oh, God, we know that you have the power, amen, and you just ask for two or three to come together in your name. There you be in the midst. And, Father, we thank you. We all agreeing tonight that are listening, oh, God, for freedom in our mind. God, heal the minds, healing of the minds right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind the strong man. We cast him out. Oh, God, they're trying to override and overcome the minds of those that are listening in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they were not listening to empty voices, oh, God, but they were listening and look for your word, and they will read your word and store up their mind in your word and memorize your word. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that comfort them now. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit will come Amen. Upon those who are listening now in the hospital room, some incarcerated, those traveling up and down the dangerous highways. Amen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we cover them with your blood. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll send your Holy Spirit. Amen. That he was increased in the widow's life. Increase, oh, God, in those that are sick. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Tonight, as we continue in our closing, amen. If you'd like to call, if you'd like to write, amen, Doctrine of Truth, you can send an email to Bishop, Senior Bishop at jcii.org. Senior Bishop at JCII Ministries, jciministries.org. Or you go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And we have continued to pray. Amen. If you like to write as well, JCIM, Doctrine of Truth. JCIM, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. JCIM, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We'd like to have you also. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth as well is working with JCIM Bible College .org, www.jcimbiblecollege.org. Amen. For those like online Bible college and Bible studies, we'd like to have you, and we ask you continue to pray one for another. Those of you who are traveling, those of you up and down the dangerous highways, remember, remember. Amen. If you just kind of put a, write a note somewhere, amen. Hebrews 13:5, Jesus said, amen. Paul said, never will I leave you, neither will I forsake you. Amen. Not because you're weak and you don't understand scriptures. No, that's one of the promises of God. He always keeps his promises. That's one of the promises of God. He said, I never will forsake you. I never leave you. You always have a companion with you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you can just, amen, begin to read scriptures and songs and you get caught up. Amen. And time being gone by. And say, oh, I didn't know I was going to do this, but I was reading and I was singing and making songs. And didn't realize, amen, that God's presence. You say he's there. He's there. He's always there. I believe you. Believe his word. Amen. So God bless you tonight, and we thank you so much. As always, amen. Wes Morgan is the and living in his CD, amen, we've been working with tonight concerning, amen, the salvation, amen, God and resurrection. We're going to close with that part of that tonight. So continue to call a friend and tell a friend that Jesus loved him. He never left him.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, I'm on the bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love than form for me. Now than your pain, now than your feet, here from your side, could barely breathe. Could have gained down, yet you remain standing in all of the price you pay. I never knew.
Give up.